Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
It's time to look at the Big 12 football coaches and determine who has the most to prove in 2025. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We are glad, as always, that you're here. As a part of the show, make sure you are liking that video and you also subscribe. And if you're on the podcast, we always love your 5-star ratings and reviews. So let's count this down from the coaches with the least to prove to the coaches with the most to prove. This is not a hot seat ranking. What it means when it comes to what you have to prove is very different from whether or not you're on the hot seat. So I'll start at the bottom. The coach with the least to prove this year in the Big 12 Conference is Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia. Rich Rod has obviously a ton of momentum. He's bringing in some pretty, I would say, underrated recruits. The fan base is thrilled that he's back. He will have a grace period here, and he has the least to prove this year in the Big 12 of all the coaches because he's got goodwill behind him. He's got the fan base. He was the people's pick for this job. So I look at Rich Rod and I say, this guy is playing with as much house money as anybody in the Big 12 this season. Now at number 15, well, Scott Frost, UCF. Similar situation, of course, to Rich Rodriguez. The kid comes home, so to speak, right? Scott Frost had great success at UCF, bombed out at Nebraska, and took some time off, and now he's back as the head coach at UCF, where everybody remembers the success that he had there before he went to the Big Ten. So he's got a great period here of goodwill. He will use it to his advantage, as he should. There's not a lot that he can prove this year either way. No matter what happens, he will get a 1-year grace period. Now, if he bombs out, he'll have to show some momentum in 26. But there is a long leash for Scott Frost at UCF, and that's why he's number 15 on this list. Now we get to some interesting names. At number 14 on the list of Big 12 coaches with the most to prove, meaning this coach is at the bottom of that list, Kalani Sitake at BYU. BYU was not projected to be a contender last year. They ended up as a contender last year, and no one saw that coming. I don't want to sit here and say they exceeded expectations, but I'll say it. They exceeded expectations. Kalani Sitake obviously has himself a unique situation at BYU. Things that he has to navigate that, frankly, other programs simply don't in a complicated era for college football. So he comes into the Big 12 year one, does not go as planned. A lot of close losses, just missed out. Then fast forward to last year, they're picked to finish near the bottom of the Big 12. And Kalani Sitake puts together one of the great coaching performances, I believe, in more recent Big 12 memory. Now, BYU can absolutely compete near the top of the Big 12. That's not what this list is. This list is just about who really needs to prove something this year and why. I don't think Kalani Sitake needs to prove anything this year at BYU. it doesn't mean that he can go 0-12 and everyone's like, all right, on the 26th. That's not what I'm suggesting. But of all these coaches in this conference, frankly, outside of the two new guys, I don't think that there is a coach that has less to worry about than Kalani Sitake. So I've got him at number 14 on this list. At number 13, Iowa State's Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell has now taken Iowa State to two Big 12 championship games. And yes, they've come up short in both of them. Last year to Arizona State, a few years ago the COVID year to Oklahoma. The thought of Iowa State playing in two conference championship games in half a decade was unfathomable to any Iowa State fan who is like over the age of 22. So as much as people are going to say, well, I mean, Iowa State should compete. Rocco Beck's back. A lot of key players on both sides of the ball. Okay, yeah, they should. I'll give you that. That being said, it's not a slam dunk. Not in this conference. And no Iowa State fan is going to start giving Matt Campbell, of all people, a hard time if they come up short of their perceived expectations this year, even with Rocco Beck back at quarterback. This program is getting talked about consistently as an 8, dare I say, 9-win program that is competing at the top of the conference twice in half a decade. Are you kidding me? Matt Campbell does not have really anything to prove this year. Now, this does not mean the expectations are not high, but when it comes to having to prove something, Matt Campbell is near the bottom of the list in the Big 12. I've got him at 13th. Now, as we move up that list at number 12, I've got Willie Fritz at Houston. Now, some of you may say, well, I don't know. Willie Fritz, I mean, there's got to be a little bit of pressure now in year two, right? Oh, maybe. Maybe. Listen, Dana Holgorsen has a history of screwing his successors. Neil Brown never recovered from how barren the cupboard was at West Virginia when Dana Holgorsen left. Frankly, I think that's why Dana ran into the arms of Houston, because he knew he did such a bad job building an actual program. Yeah, he had that really fun year in what would have been 2018. Great games, fantastic team, high-flying offense, right? They had all that going. But deep down, I think he knew he did not prepare this program for what was going to come. He wasn't building a program. He built a team. And Neil Brown was just never able to recover from it. COVID didn't help, a lot of other things going on. But now, Willie Fritz has been tasked with rebuilding Houston, same thing, after Dana Holgorsen. And, I think that takes a little time. I know the transfer portal may expedite that process, but I believe Willie Fritz has been given a couple of years to rebuild. Let's be honest, Houston fans are going to be very happy right now. They were a couple of plays away from winning the NCAA tournament. It's a basketball school right now. Football's just icing on the cake. I'm not saying they don't want to win. I just don't believe that there's a lot that Willie Fritz has to prove. They just can't get any worse than last year, and he will get and have some, cards to work with going into 2026. So I've got Willie Fritz coming in at number 12 on my list. At number 11, Chris Klieman, Kansas State. Chris Klieman is automatic 8 wins. He should get that number again this year. Now, K-State fans will say, if we don't win the Big 12, we're not going to be happy. That's fair. That is an absolutely fair assessment of this Kansas State team based on the schedule, what's coming back, the coaching staff, everything else. That's not what this list is when it comes to who has a lot to prove. But there's not a lot that Chris Klieman, as a head coach, can do this year to prove one way or the other whether or not he's the guy. He's the guy. The reason I've got him maybe higher than someone like Willie Fritz is because there are some expectations that this team will compete atop the Big 12, and they should with year two of Avery Johnson at quarterback. But I won't sit here and say that, like, if Chris Klieman doesn't win the Big 12, he's somehow in a spot where, oh my goodness, he's like in trouble or K-State fans are going to turn on Chris Klieman. I don't believe that's going to happen. Not when this guy's won a Big 12 title in the last couple of years. They've competed near the top of this conference. He did it last year, had a good season despite having a first-year starting quarterback and losing Will Howard to Ohio State, who won a national championship. So that's why I've got Klieman at number 11 on my list. At number 10, as we inch up, Lance Leipold at Kansas. Now, some might think that Leipold should be higher based on last year's expectations and the fact that they were awful out of the gates. They had a good stretch there late October into November, but they overall came up short of expectations. Don't forget, you had people talking about KU last year as a competitor to win the Big 12. I think Reese Davis actually picked KU to win the Big 12. I like that outside the box thinking. I didn't have a major problem with it, but obviously KU did not come close to those expectations. But for Lance Leipold, you're still the football coach at Kansas. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that like you are playing with house money. This was the worst Power 5 college football team for the better part of a decade plus. You made them relevant in the last couple of years. You made KU feel like, hey, we can care about football season. Now, if KU goes 3-9, people are going to say, was that just a mirage? Did Lance Leipold just pull this off over, you know, a couple of years and get some big upset wins and make us feel good about ourselves, but he can't really get the job done? There might be some of that, but you know as well as I do, come November, it's like, what's Bill Self doing? Like, they'll move on real fast to basketball there. So that's why Leipold isn't higher on the list where some people might perceive him to be. At number 9, as we count it down, with the coaches in the Big 12 who have the most to prove this year, I have got Deion Sanders. I don't think he needs to be that high on the list. I look at Deion and I'm like, the dude had the chance to play for a Big 12 title last year after a disastrous first year and final year in the Pac-12, right? So that's one of those things that you have to look at and say to yourself, all right, well, they lost Travis Hunter. They lost Shedeur Sanders. And I know if you go on our message boards, you will get Colorado fans who genuinely believe this team is going to shock the world this year and they can compete atop the Big 12. I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm just saying that's how some Colorado fans feel, that they built the program up the right way through high school recruiting. They don't have the Heisman winner, but they actually may have a better team and program than what they've had the last couple of years. And that's why you've got to get on the Heartland College Sports Forums as well and check those out. We'd love to see you over there. It's free, by the way. It's just a way to interact with us and other Big 12 fans. But to me, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Deion had this team last year tied atop the Big 12, and you know they had a player win the Heisman Trophy. Deion's fine. There's not a lot that he's going to have to prove this year, no matter how it goes. Now, if he has a disastrous year, there'll be a lot of offseason chatter about it, but he's done more for that program on so many levels than most of us even realize. So that's why I've got him at number 9 on this list for most to prove in the Big 12 conference.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Now let's go to number 8. Let's get to the top half of the Big 12 coaches with something to prove this year. Kyle Whittingham at Utah. Disastrous year. They were supposed to win the Big 12 preseason prediction there, and they obviously have a horrible season, go 2-7. However, Kyle Whittingham has so much respect there in Salt Lake City. He is that program. One of the top three longest tenured coaches in all of college football, and they had a lot of injuries last season. Yes, they need to be much more competitive. They've got to win more games this year. I'm not saying they don't have to. But is this a coach who people are going to say, oh man, he's got to prove it? We already know who the next coach at Utah is going to be. There is a coach in waiting. So no matter what, if you're Kyle Whittingham, I mean, yes, you want to bounce back. You don't want to go out potentially with like a pair of 2-7 seasons as a head coach. But do I view Kyle Whittingham as somebody who has like a lot to prove? I don't. Now, there's somebody else who you may figure in this conference is similar to Kyle Whittingham, but I've got him much higher on the list. And I will explain why coming up here in just a few minutes. At number 7, Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. Yeah, an encore would be nice. But nobody's won back-to-back titles in the Big 12 since Oklahoma back in 2020. And when you're Kenny Dillingham and you played in a college football playoff quarterfinals and you were within a couple of plays of winning that college football playoff quarterfinal game, while yes, you have Sam Levitt coming back and Jordan Tyson and, you know, 17 starters and the whole deal, and that means there's pressure, is there truly a lot to prove? If you're Kenny Dillingham, you want to keep the momentum going because you want to prove that you can actually make this program into a year-in, year-out contender. But that's internal in large part, right? That's internal pressure if you're Kenny Dillingham. I don't think from the outside looking in, there's a lot of pressure on Kenny Dillingham based on the year that he had last year. The only thing that makes him higher on the list of having something to prove is the fact that they have so much coming back. That's why they're higher on the list, because if they didn't have a lot coming back, I'd put them down at like 12, 13. But I've got them at 7 just because when you have two players in Leavitt and Tyson that some people project to be first-round picks in the NFL draft, I can't put you that low, right? I just can't do it, even though there is a large part of Kenny Dillingham in year three that is playing with some house money. At number six on this list of coaches with most to prove in the Big 12, Baylor's Dave Aranda. They closed the year really strong, winning 6 of 7 after a disastrous start to the season. You may have heard our interview last week with David Smoke. He's been covering Baylor forever with 365 Sports. He said Dave Aranda only kept his job because of the kind of guy that Dave Aranda is. And that is a testament to the man, Dave Aranda, because a lot of coaches would have been kicked out with the way that season started last year. It did not happen to him, obviously. So now you look at it, if you're Baylor, and you say, well, we've got Sawyer Robertson, we've got Bryson Washington, we got a lot of talent that we need to get on the straight and narrow and figure out. So how do we go about doing it? Well, you got to win this year if you're Dave Aranda, and you got to be competitive, I think, till the very end. Baylor has one of the tougher schedules in the Big 12. All that said, doesn't matter. They've got to put themselves in a better spot than last year. If not, it's going to be the same conversation as the first half of the season last year. It's time for Dave Aranda to move on. So there is definitely something to prove for Dave Aranda. As we get to the top five on our list here, at number five, Cincinnati head coach Scott Satterfield. He came over from Louisville. It was a tough spot transitioning to replace Luke Fickell. The team was joining the Big 12. Luke Fickell was off to Wisconsin. In comes Scott Satterfield. And, you know, you look at especially last season, they get off to a good start, and then they bomb down the stretch and miss another bowl game. This is the year where they at least have to prove that Scott Satterfield is the guy who can lead this team in the right direction. They can't have another 5-7 season. Then it just feels like Satterfield's a guy who's keeping the seat warm for somebody else at some point someday. He's got to start to turn this thing around or just show some signs that he can be a guy that can win in this league at a high level, because there's nothing about his tenure thus far at Cincinnati that suggests he's capable of doing that. So this is a big year for him, and he has a lot to prove there at Cincinnati. At number four, I've got TCU's Sonny Dykes. Remember, this guy got to a national championship. Now, we all want to forget how that game itself went, but he got to a national championship here. And just, it hasn't been the same since. Now, the thing that makes it tough for Sonny Dykes as well is that he did it in large part with Gary Patterson's guys. And of course, who knows how that year goes if Max Duggan doesn't become the starter early in the year after the injury in week one. And Max Duggan has this incredible season, of course, ends up as a Heisman finalist, and the rest is history, right? They get to the national championship where they get blown out by Georgia. But still, that happened for TCU. And it's been 2 years in a row where the expectations were pretty high, and they have come up way below those expectations. Now, a lot of talent back. Josh Hoover, maybe the best quarterback in the Big 12. And Sonny Dykes has to prove that he can do this at a high level in this conference with his guys, with his handpicked players. He's really in year three of his own program. And that's why, even though he's in year four, he's in the third year of what he can do and what he can build. And that's why he's got to prove a lot this year in terms of what he is as a head coach with the TCU Horned Frogs. At number three on my list is Joey McGuire at Texas Tech. Some of you might have thought I'd have him in the top two, maybe even number one. I do not. I have him at number three. We all know what Tech did in the portal, the millions of dollars that were spent in NIL money to bring in some of the top players in the country. And now Joey McGuire has to go out there and prove that he can be that guy, that he can win at a high level. He has won 8 games 3 straight years, which has not been done since Spike Dykes in the early 90s at Texas Tech. So I give him credit for that. Mike Leach did not do that. Now, Mike Leach had more high-end success, of course, but Joey did do something that a Texas Tech coach had not done in 30 years, and that's win 8 games in 3 straight seasons. But now, you got to win big. Now, if they are not playing for a Big 12 championship with this collection of talent, it will be a huge disappointment, and Joey McGuire is the guy who has to prove that he can turn this thing into a Big 12 championship, not just contender, but winner. That's why McGuire is number 3 on the prove-it list in the Big 12. At number 2, Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. Now, you might view Mike Gundy in the same lens as Kyle Whittingham at Utah and say, well, both guys were supposed to compete atop the Big 12, and they both had really bad years. Whittingham dealt with far more injuries, especially at the quarterback position. He was playing a 4th, 5th string quarterback at one point, and he wasn't getting blown out like Gundy was. I mean, Gundy and those Cowboys were getting embarrassed last season, top to bottom. They can't afford that again this year. They've got to put themselves in a spot where they're at least being much more competitive. And that's where Mike Gundy, after an 0-9, and there's something about that 0-9 in the Big 12 last season that is just such an eyesore and so hideous and so ugly. Mike Gundy has to prove that he can win in this new style and new age of college football, and that he wants it, that he's still passionate about it. That's why Gundy is 2 on this list. And at number 1, Brent Brennan at Arizona. Arizona was projected to be a team that would be maybe competing for a Big 12 title last year, and it was a colossal failure instead for the Wildcats. And a lot of people, myself included, didn't think that Brent Brennan, frankly, should return after how disastrous last season went. But you know what? When the buyout's $10 million, you're going to get another shot. And that's what he's getting. He's got a new offensive coordinator in Seth Dagey, of course, former quarterback at Texas Tech, to work with Noah Fifita, who's back again. And of course, he loses McMillan to the NFL, but he's going to have weapons. How does he utilize them? How do they get this guy back to his 2023 form? That remains to be seen. But Brent Brennan by far has the most to prove in the Big 12 because of what the expectations were last year. It was year one for him. It was such a failure. Nothing felt like it worked at all for this program. Some of their losses were just absolutely hideous. And that is how he ends up at the top of my list for the most to prove of any Big 12 coach this year. I am Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We're glad that you're here. And we would love it if you would just drop a like button on the video, subscribe. And if you're on the podcast, drop us a 5-star rating and review. Send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. And the best review every week is getting free Heartland merch. That's right. We're giving it away. Like this great hoodie. We got t-shirts and hoodies and everything else. The link to the Heartland store is in the show notes as well. We're glad that you're here on Heartland College Sports. We did record this one. This was not a live stream for those of you that like watching live. I'd be curious if you prefer live or if you like recorded. So just drop a comment, live or recorded. And if you want to say why, that's great, in the comments as well. Just want to get your feedback as we continue to roll out different shows here ahead of college football season starting up in just a couple of months. I'm Pete Mundo. We're HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.